You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Pay no attention to that bush moving around over there by that tree. It's just a bush. Doesn't even look twice that.
This is a Masters Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
It's Masters Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show, Friday, hour two.
Strap on there, huh?
It's Rop and Souk. In the news is coming up at 4:30, guys. An ITN follow-up, the Park Rangers Union. You know, we were talking yesterday about how Portland's bright idea to help curb gun violence is to have more park rangers walking around, unarmed, by the way.
Yeah, Yogi Bear is going to be out there with his picnic basket trying to stop gang violence.
This will stun you.
Not happy?
But the Park Rangers Union is not happy about this.
What? They don't want to be out there fighting crime?
They have requests.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I know that's exactly what I choose to do. Like if they say, hey, all radio broadcasters now, we're going to go walk a loop around the Lloyd Center at midnight.
That is kind of what it's like. It's like all sports radio hosts will now be in charge of trying to curb gun violence. We will not arm you, but we want you to be on the lookout and quell any shootings.
Yeah, like if all of a sudden, if here on the Esplanade, the boardwalk here in front of the Alameda, if all of a sudden there had been a rash of gang shootings, like, hey, Rob, why don't you walk a patrol? Tell you what, I'll give you a whistle and maybe like a nightstick, maybe a nice strobe light or whatever, and you go on out there. No.
So that's at 4:30. NFL draft trade rumor of the day, du jour, as they say. Coming up next. But the Masters has a great leaderboard.
Yes, it does.
It's shaping up, baby. Justin Rose only shot even par today, but he still leads at 7 under. Now, yesterday we were telling you there were 12 guys under par.
Yeah.
Today they scored. It was a little easier out there. There were easier pins, and it was a little softer course, so they scored a little better today. There are now 20 guys under par, and here they are. Are you ready?
I am ready.
1 under. Hovland, Sink, Matt Jones, Bryson DeChambeau.
Now, I was watching a little bit of the Doucher. He shot 67. Mm-hmm. I can't figure it out because he looked like he was spraying that damn... Every time I saw him, now, to be fair, it was just kind of on in the background. Every time I saw him, he was in some pine needles or behind a tree. How the hell did he shoot 67?
Yeah, it was a weird round for him. I didn't see too much of his round, but I'm with you. It kind of felt like... I mean, he wasn't hitting fairways, but you don't have to hit fairways there. Like, there's not a lot of... I mean, the trouble is on the greens, and he must have putted well or something. I don't know. He said that 67 is par for him out there.
Yeah.
Because he can just bomb it. So that may prove your point right there. It's like, yeah. To him, he kind of was just even par today.
He shot 5 under.
But he played well, and he is in it. 2 under. You have 4 more guys. Ryan Palmer, Colin Morikawa, who I love.
Yeah.
Cameron Smith, who I also love, who looks like a drowned rat. You seen him with his hair and his mustache?
I kind of enjoy that.
He's great.
A drowned rat. He does look like he's he's tweaking on something.
Corey Connors. Those guys.
I do not know Connors.
He's Canadian. And he's kind of one of those guys that's always right around there, but you just don't. You just know he's not going to win.
No clue.
Okay, 3 under. Only 1 bro. 3 under. And who is it? It is the great, also one of my favorite guys out there, Xander Schauffele.
USA! USA!
He shot 69. 4 under par. Okay, we're getting close to the top of the leaderboard here. 4 under par. Cameron Champ. That surprises me because to me, he's been all hype. He's the he's leading the field this week in driving distance. Mm-hmm. Not DeChambeau, by the way. Ooh. It's little bomber Cameron Champ. He's averaging 333 yards. But there's been a lot of hype about him, and he's never really...
He's like 150 pounds.
Yeah, he's a small guy, but he bombs it. He's never really done much, so it's interesting to see him up there. 4-under with Hideki Matsuyama, Siwoo Kim.
Now, did you see what Mr. Kim was having to do?
I did. Hold on. Okay, so Siwoo Kim, Matsuyama, Champ, Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, and Bernd Weisberger. Those guys are 4-under.
More importantly, someone here has Matsuyama and Finau in a nice little parlay of both of them finishing the top seven. Someone here gets paid.
Well, right now they are T6. Siwoo Kim. Okay, so Kim, he shot 69, and this was, so he, on 14, mm-hmm. he was pissed off about something. Who knows? It's golf.
It happens.
We've all been there. And he slams his putter on the ground and his putter breaks.
Yeah. Now, I was under the impression that you could, like, because, the doucher did this. He broke his driver and they allowed him to replace it. I thought they changed the rule where you could replace a club if it broke.
Well, I think there's a difference between, I don't know, but I think there's a difference between you breaking it and it breaking.
Okay.
And he broke it. Yeah. He slammed it on
he
the ground.
Slammed it and broke.
And so he could not use it. So yeah. Siwoo Kim finished the round and he made par. He made par on every hole after that. The last four holes. Yeah. He putted with a with his fairway medal.
Yeah, like a 3-wood or 5-wood out there and was putting. It was fantastic.
That's awesome. So Justin Thomas had a nice day. He bogeyed 18, but man, he was good.
Low round, right? He was 6-under, I think, for the day. I think he was the low man.
No, he shot 67. He bogeyed 18, but he is dialed in, that dude. Remember watching him at the Players the last 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, where he said it's as good as he's ever hit his irons? Yeah, he looks like that again.
Okay, yeah, he was 5-under. Finau, I think, was he was 6-under. He was 66.
Well, so was Weisberger. Weisberger shot 66 as well.
That was the low of the day then, right?
Yes, 66 was the low score. Yesterday's 65 was Justin Rose. Weisberger is a 35-year-old European Tour player who, I mean, come on. If he wins the Masters,
come on, son.
I'm not gambling anymore. Then... let's go to the top five guys. Okay, these are the top five guys going into the weekend. Jordan Spieth, 68.
Awesome birdie on 17. He's
playing great.
Put a nice little cap on his round.
He is 5-under along with Mark Leishman. Watch out for Leishman. Then at 6-under is the lefty, Brian Harman, and Will Zalatoris.
I'm going to go and ask the question, who the hell is Will Zalatoris?
Very interesting young player. He looks like Spicoli. He is about, he's toothpick thin, but dude's legit. As a matter of fact, I think he has as many top tens as anyone on tour this year. He is really good. He's really young. I don't know exactly how young he is, but he's in his early 20s. His dad's his caddy. He's an American, and he is really freaking talented. If you don't think he can win. So his quote is, he goes, if I'm dumb enough to think I can play here, I'm dumb enough to think I can win this.
All right, I saw that quote floating around there.
Great quote, by the way.
Didn't know that that was the young man.
And he can win. He is really good. So, but, you know, the pressure, the back nine on Sunday, you know.
A long way to go.
So he's 6-under and Harman 6-under. And then Justin Rose still leads at 7-under, but he shot even par. He had a bad front nine, but he got it together on the back. So Siwoo Kim broke his putter. But he will be able to obviously replace that tomorrow. So it didn't really hurt him. He made par coming in. So he's right in there. And then if we scroll down to the losers, the bums.
Scrolling.
The peasants.
Yeah, because they, the cut, was it plus three?
Yeah, the cut was plus three. Phil Mickelson barely made it. Guys that didn't. Matt Kuchar, Sergio Garcia, Daniel Berger's trying to birdie right now to... I didn't see whether he made birdie or not to try to make it, but he looks like he'll miss.
No, it says his round is done.
At plus four?
Yeah, plus four.
So he's out. Brooks Koepka's out. Dustin Johnson is out. Lee Westwood is out. Rory McIlroy is out. Zach Johnson is out. Patrick Cantlay is out.
Jason Day.
And then Matthew Wolf. And then Boom Boom didn't make the cut either, but Matthew Wolf got DQ'd.
He wouldn't have made it anyways. He shot 76, 79, but he turned in the wrong score on his card, right?
Well, he signed the wrong scorecard. But he's a bitch. I am so tired of him. That guy this year, he is like the Matthew Wolf's the guy with the weird golf swing. He was the one that was competing against DeChambeau last year at the, I think it was the PGA or the US Open, one of the two where DeChambeau won. Wolf was right there with him. You remember him?
I do.
Maybe not.
Roughly.
He's a young guy, really talented guy, but he is like definition of spoiled bratty golf baby.
Yeah, he's only 21.
Yeah, he's just, and he's a head case this year. He's playing terrible. So he shot 11 over. Anyway, he's out. So there's your leaderboard. Should be a great weekend. Oh, I wanted to tell you too, John Rahm, even par.
Okay,
so he's hanging around.
He's another one of my guys. So at this point, all I care about is let's make some money.
The thing about it is, I was just looking at the odds. I check in every now and then. And Rahm made a bogey on 15, and his odds dropped to plus 8,000.
Yikes.
So you could have gotten, and then he made a birdie coming in, and he almost made another birdie on 18 to get it to one under, but he's even. But you could have gotten basically the tournament favorite for plus 8,000 like an hour ago.
Yeah, I think I have Rahm. I've got him again. Bunch of guys in top seven. I just need two of them to finish in there, but I've got Rahm to win, and I want to say he was it. I think he was at plus 800,
yeah.
I think, to start the tourney, if I remember correctly.
That, it just shows you, like, this is really, it's a bunched up leaderboard. This is wide open, right?
Yeah.
And even though Rahm's at even par, it feels like he has too many guys to overcome. Dude, a lot can happen over the weekend. And he's pretty close. And to think that he drops, this is what I'm telling you, live betting on golf is some of the best value because you just wait for guys to make a bogey here or there. The guys that you like, the guys that you know, or that you think are playing well there and can be there in the end. Like I got Justin Thomas at plus 2,500 after he went out in 39 yesterday. And he's now
he comes roaring back.
500. Rahm at plus 8,000. Are you kidding me?
Well, and you saw yesterday.
Not to say that he's going to win it, but that's great value on one of the guys who he's right there. He's only 6-7 back.
Well, and you look at it too. You saw like yesterday when the course was playing a little tougher and who knows with tougher pin placements and if it dries out a little bit. You know, you saw what only eight guys and then Rose goes out yesterday and tears the course down. So all you need is to have one of those tough rounds and then someone come along and shoot a 65 or 66. And it completely changes the landscape of going into Sunday.
Moving day tomorrow.
Yeah.
But watch out for JT, man. He looks awful good.
Who did you end up betting on?
Oh, I have a ton. Of the guys that are still in it, cause I've got some tickets I'm just ripping up.
Yeah.
But I've got...
I had Phil to finish in the top seven, and that's...
He made the cut.
That's not going to happen.
Well, he made the cut, though.
I know.
That's a good start. I have Zalatoris. I have Thomas. I have Matsuyama, who he did not play all that well today. I think he's 4-under.
Yeah, he shot 71 today. And he's 4-under for the tourney.
And Spieth.
Okay.
Those are my tickets.
See, you still...
And Rahm. I took Rahm at 8,000, but...
Well, you're in on all of them, then.
Yeah.
Well, that's not all of them. I've got several there. I mean, I bet on Kuchar, he's out. I bet on Horschel, he's out. Day, he's out. You know, so, you know, you just...
You're still hanging around.
Yeah.
It's got enough to, to wet the beak a little bit going into the weekend.
That's right. And then
Horschel made the cut.
Who? Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Really?
He finished 3-over.
Okay, well, he's not going to win, but...
You just said that Sue could get Phil, and you're like, but Horschel's not going to win.
Well, no, but he said Phil top, what, 10?
I think I've
top
got
seven.
I think I've got most of the guys at a top seven because you get a little, it's a better payout there if you go top seven.
There's a big difference between winning and top seven.
Yes.
Or top 10 or top 20.
Yes.
But anyway, what was I saying?
Oh, golf, you thought Rahm.
Hot golf talk.
At even par. You know, still
at plus 8,000, I mean, I'm just telling you, watch the odds.
Yeah.
And if all else fails and all your bets are losing,
take a flyer on someone.
Look at the live odds as they change on Sunday on the back nine, because anything can happen, man. You saw that with the Tiger Woods. Remember when everybody, like Molinari, all those guys went into the water and Tiger Woods just didn't? And
well, I'd be interested in what Rose was, because Rose had like four or five bogeys on the front nine.
Yeah, I didn't see where he fell to, but he was... I don't think he was ever really out of the lead, and that's so his odds aren't going to drop that much.
Yeah, I don't know. I just he went bogey birdie and then had three more bogeys all on the front nine. So I guarantee the odds were dipping a little bit.
But I'm guessing he's not even the favorite right now. I didn't look, within the last, now that the, round two's over.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's Spieth and Thomas are probably the odds on favorites.
Probably.
At this point. Good times. Good little weekend.
I love the Masters.
All right. NFL draft trade rumor next on The Fan.
This is a Masters Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, the NFL draft is coming up late April, maybe? Right? Yeah.
Last week of April, I believe.
Yeah. That. Just sneaking up.
By the way, you were correct. Spieth and Thomas, the odds on favorite right now. Spieth plus 400, Thomas plus 5.
And you were saying Rahm, you can still get him plus 5 Gs?
Plus 5 Gs.
Dude.
Plus 5,000.
Come on right now.
I know, I got 25 on him to win already. Think about maybe throwing down an extra tenner at plus 5,000.
I don't think it'll let you. I don't think it'll let you.
Once you've made the bet, you can't double down on it?
Yeah, which I don't like that about the Oregon Lottery Scoreboard app, but it is what it is. I don't think they let you double down.
Yes, he's one of the three guys I have that I actually bet on to win.
Different odds.
Yeah.
So, Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
No one has seen, but apparently we all have some sort of blistering take on him. I have no idea. I saw him play the one. His team played one game this year because of COVID, and that's the only time that I've seen Trey Lance. And the weird part, he wasn't very good, but
I saw his videos of his pro day. And let me tell you something. What a stud.
Well, I mean, they say from a physical prospect, he may be the most talented one.
He looks the part.
In the draft. And he won the pre-COVID year, he won the Heisman Trophy for his level. And a national championship. So, although North Dakota State wins the national title seemingly every year.
So now the latest rumor is that, because the number 4 pick is Atlanta.
And they are shopping it, obviously.
Yeah, because they don't need a quarterback. Or maybe they will take a quarterback. I don't know.
I wouldn't think so. Remember,
Matt Ryan.
They restructured his deal. So they pushed off money over the next 2 or 3 years. So it really, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't cause yourself financial stress down the road if you were taking a quarterback.
So if somebody needs a quarterback, trading up to number 4 would be the spot.
Yes.
Because
it would ensure you of getting the 4th or 5th quarterback, because obviously the top 3 are going to go. So you're going to have your pick of either Mac Jones, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance, whichever one doesn't go to the 49ers.
Right. So the latest rumor is that the Washington football team. This is Michael Lombardi.
Yeah.
Not a rumor. He goes, I don't think, I know Washington loves Trey Lance.
Ooh.
So will they trade up to get Lance? That remains to be seen. But he says, I think Washington is going to be the next team to unload all their picks to try to get a quarterback, which does make sense because they signed Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes, and they've got the Heineken man.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
So, yeah, if you're Washington, and by the way, Washington was a playoff team. Now, granted, it was a 7-9.
Well, that's another reason to go and get your franchise quarterback, because you're actually a decent team otherwise.
You're decent, and if you keep being decent, you're not going to find, in theory, you're not going to find your quarterback when you're picking in the teens. So, and by the way, next year is not supposed to be a good class at all. Now, again, to be fair, Zach Wilson was a complete unknown, as was Mac Jones. And look at them. There may be the second and third quarterback off the board. So we can look ahead next year and say, well, we don't think, there's any real quarterbacks. But, you can get two guys that come out of nowhere and all of a sudden you've got them. But they're going to be going 1, 2, or 3. You're not picking them if you're Washington. Again, picking down in the teens. The other team that there is a ton of buzz about is the New England Patriots, who are sitting there at 15. And this is the highest they've picked since Gerard Mayo, over a decade ago. They are not used to being in this position. They are not in a rebuild because they just spent more money than anyone in free agency and were very, very aggressive, which tells you that they are not planning to be a bad team with a high pick. And certainly they're not counting on Cam Newton being the quarterback of the future. They keep signing 1-year deals. I think that's a real interesting one to keep an eye on with New England. I don't know what they think as far as this quarterback class, but they have been uber, uber aggressive in this offseason. And why wouldn't they continue to be uber aggressive and go out and find their quarterback and move up to number four? What I'll be interested to see too is what's the cost, right? Like, to move up into the top three obviously was very expensive. We saw what it cost San Francisco. Three, although, you know, two, because they got to pick back. But it cost you at least two ones and I think a third to move up. Is it a similar cost to move to four? Or because you're getting the fourth best quarterback, does that now price go to one first round pick and a third? Or a one and a two. Who knows what that cost? Or if you're Atlanta, are you sitting there saying, hey, man, this is the last opportunity you have to get a quarterback? No, man, the cost is going to be the same thing that it cost the 49ers. And is someone willing to do that? Washington or Denver or New England, is someone willing to load up? So I guess if you're Atlanta right now, you're probably playing a game of chicken. You've probably set the price really high and find out if someone bites.
When's the last time Washington had a franchise quarterback? Answer me that.
Gosh.
I was going to say Robert Griffin III, but then that went away in a year.
That went away.
I mean, they thought
their Super Bowl quarterbacks were not franchise quarterbacks. They won them with Mark Rippon and
I mean, I have a list here of their quarterbacks.
I honestly can't think of one. I know they've spent like some picks. Like Jason Campbell was a guy that they drafted to try to be the guy. That didn't work out. Patrick Ramsey was a guy that they thought could be the one there, and that didn't work out. RG3.
Mark Rippon?
Again, he won a Super Bowl, but...
He was good. Franchise quarterback? Yeah. Mark Rippon.
Mark Rippon.
If you don't give him Mark Rippon, you got to go back to Joe Theismann.
Okay. Well, then Mark Rippon is a borderline... That's borderline.
Or you could say McNabb.
Is Phil Sims... Was Phil Sims a great quarterback?
No, but he was a franchise quarterback.
Okay, well then Mark Rippon was a franchise quarterback too. Then.
Yeah, so don't try to change the narrative. Great. I'm not saying he was great, but he was a franchise quarterback.
Okay.
So Alex Smith, Case Keenum, Kirk Cousins. Those are your last three.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and others. They've had Haskins and
Cousins was
Colt McCoy.
Cousins was good there.
Yeah, but franchise quarterback?
Well, obviously Minnesota thought enough. Yeah.
You think so? Yeah. Well, then if it's him, then
yeah,
you only have to go back 4 years.
That's a franchise quarterback.
Okay.
That's a franchise quarterback.
Before that, RG3, Grossman, McNabb for a year, Jason Campbell, Mark Brunell, Patrick Ramsey, Shane Matthews, Tony Banks, Brad Johnson, Trent Green, Gus Frat, Heath Shuler.
Yeah, I remember Heath Shuler.
Mark Rippon.
Look, this is
Jay Schrader and Joe Theismann.
This just goes to show you that it's hard to find a quarterback in this league. It just is.
I mean, and it's a stretch to say they've had two franchise quarterbacks since Theismann. If you say it's Mark Rippon and Kirk Cousins, I'll give them to you, but that's loose.
It is loose. But you know, Rippon had success. He was a Super Bowl MVP, so you gotta give him that. And that Cousins, yeah, I mean, he ended up being a franchise quarterback for someone else, but yeah. You know,
but at the time, it didn't seem like...
It did not.
Now he feels like, okay, that's a guy you can win with.
Yeah.
But at the time in Washington,
but can I
nobody thought he was.
I think there's a lot... At the time, right now, I think a lot of people in Minnesota...
Probably don't think that either.
Probably don't think he's a franchise quarterback. Well, and that's the thing. There's a difference between... Like, Matthew Stafford was a franchise quarterback. Like, you can... Franchise quarterback is... It's a weird term. Jared Goff was a franchise quarterback with the Rams.
No, they thought he was.
They thought he was.
He was not.
Well, he was for a
brief, I think that's the difference.
He was for a brief time.
A franchise quarterback means you got your guy.
Yeah.
You're riding with this guy. And of course, there are a lot of people who think guys are franchise quarterbacks, but they don't turn out to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just...
And you know them when you see them.
There's just tears, I think, to that.
Yeah, they're not all Peyton Manning.
But yeah, Cousins would be. But it just, let's say, it's not Chicago. Chicago, if you look through the Bears quarterback history or the Browns quarterback history, although the sad part is you could probably do this with a number of teams.
Last franchise quarterback for the Bears. Go.
There isn't one.
Craig Krenzel?
Well, I mean, they're just... They're
Kyle Jay's, Orton.
Jay Cutler. Was he...
he was there for what?
He was there a long time. 6 years.
Yeah, no.
7 years, actually. I mean,
Rex Grossman went to a Super Bowl.
Not a franchise quarterback.
Neither was Jim McMahon. You know,
you don't think so?
No. Look at McMahon. No. McMahon did... That was hype and personality.
I don't know if you would pick Peyton Manning for the Broncos because he was there at the end of his career.
No.
So then if you're excluding Peyton Manning, who was the last Broncos franchise
John Elway, man.
Greasy was good there.
Jake Plummer?
Neither. Plummer could be considered a franchise quarterback.
He was there for what, 4 or 5 years, something like that?
Again,
and he wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Very good though.
There's some real thin, that's all I'm saying is there's some real thin franchises. We talked about this with Cleveland. God, go back and look at Cleveland. I don't consider Baker
Mayfield. Thanks.
I'm not a big Baker Mayfield guy. I think that he succeeds because of what's around him, not because of Baker Mayfield. But you get rid of that, it is a long, long way back before you find a good quarterback for Cleveland. You probably got to go back, honestly, to Bernie Kosar.
All right. It is time to move on to In the News. We've got a lot for you. Always COVID update. And an ITN follow-up on park rangers and the union there and what they are saying.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
About the new gun violence monies.
The very, very smart what possibly could go wrong plan.
And why do you think, okay, there's a weird bill in the Oregon legislature about drivers being required to use headlights at all times.
Yeah, I find this.
I don't understand.
Well, don't most modern cars, isn't it all automatic anyways?
Yeah, but we'll talk about it next. In the news, here's Mike. Hiya! Hiya!
Hiya! This is a Masters Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up here on our show this afternoon, Hot 5 at 5. That's very hot. It will be all the top news of the day. Joey Harrington will join us at 5:30. You know him?
I do know him.
Jay Joseph. Probably corkscrew some Masters talk in there.
I would certainly hope so.
And then Club 1080 tonight. Did you see what Jeff Bezos' ex-wife is doing?
I did see what. What is her? Mackenzie?
Yeah, Mac.
Okay, yeah.
My girl,
Mac. She's no longer Bezos. And she married, or she's marrying.
Oh, she's already getting married?
Yeah, remember we talked about this. One of her kids' school teachers nabbed her up. Some dude's about
You're kidding.
No, some kid, or some dude's about to get his summers off forever.
That guy's winning the lottery.
Yes, he's just some school teacher, and he's getting, I think she's like the second or third richest woman in the world.
Now, do you think he's dumping his wife for her?
I would certainly hope
so. You think he sees the opportunity? He's like, look, babe, I love you, but...
Well, it's a ballsy move because if you're doing that, you probably got to cut bait before you know that you've got the ends with Mackenzie.
So, or you just cheat.
Well, that too. But then,
But who does that?
She may be a classy gal and is not interested in you because you're affiliated with someone else.
She seems awful classy, I'll tell you that.
I'm a big fan of what she's got going
on. She's great.
Now, the $40 billion also helps me think she's great, but, just saying.
So that'll be in the club. Right now, though, it is April 9, 2021. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Today is a very special day. It is National Dive Bar Day.
Oh, I love a good dive bar.
Who doesn't?
Love me a good dive bar.
It is also National Cherish an Antique Day. So do you have any antiques at your house? My mom has antiques.
Define it. I feel like I have antiques, but they're not necessarily worth anything.
I'm going to get a bunch of antiques when my mom croaks.
Yeah?
Yeah. And
do you want said antiques?
I mean... Yeah, no, yes, no, I don't know.
I've got kind of a cool, it's a steamer trunk that I use as an end table, and it's from World War I. Cool. That's an old, it's a, and it's still got like the guy's like name on it.
Did
and,
somebody
like,
pen a letter to their wife on it?
No, but like it's got the guy's name and where he's stationed, and it's still kind of written. It's like handwritten on there. It smells awful if you open it up. Mm. But I just use it as an end table. So I got some stuff like that. Mm. But like I said, I don't know, like, I don't know if anyone would consider that to be some sort of high-end antique.
Well, our salespeople, this is news you can use here at Odyssey. No longer Intercom, we're called Odyssey.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think today was the day we switched to a new ticker symbol. AUD on the nice. New York Stock Exchange.
Is our email changed and all that?
I don't know. Yes. Okay. We were supposed to have our salespeople back in the building. Mm-hmm. Nay.
No.
Because Multnomah County went up again to another risk level. So.
Yeah, it was a... I was at...
they were here for like 2 days.
They were here.
I was at a brewery on... What was that? Just a day or two ago, and they were not... They were not happy about this.
You know, there was a...
lot of frustration.
There was an offhand comment from the big boss, Kim, our GM today. Because you and I were sitting in the... what do you call that? The conference room over there?
Yes. Because, clearly conferencing.
Yeah, we were just hanging out, you know, getting ready for the show, as we do. Rehearsal. Mm-hmm. It was 2:45, and our show starts at 3, and she comes in, and she goes, what are you guys doing here so early?
I feel like that was a shot.
A total shot, and I'm like, hey, you know, no one has been in the building for the last year.
But
there is not one reason for us to come in early to be a part of this, because there isn't a this.
Yeah, what would you like me to do?
So I yelled at her. She hit me. It got ugly.
We
kissed and made up.
I think you probably deserved it.
I did deserve it, but that was a little, it's like, what do you mean? Because we always get crap for, like, you know.
Yeah, rolling in. All the
just rolling late.
We were in at 2 today, by the way.
Stupid
Hello.
Narrative. Yeah, 1:45 for me. You were a little late, though. 2:08.
Well, traffic, man. Traffic is bad.
Could you consider leaving earlier on a Friday when the traffic always gets you, like,
I feel
every
like it's
Friday?
Like a 75% chance we get the text
every
on Friday.
Friday.
Hey, I'm running a little bit late.
Well, to be honest with you, it still hasn't fully hit me that the traffic is back. I'm still living in COVID traffic realm.
Well, what do we need to do to make it hit you? Do we need to hit you?
This is now this is like 2 weeks in a row that it's been a few minutes late. So, yes, I think it's dawned on me that, it's Friday traffic. By the way, I'm sorry for the 8 minutes that you were forced to wait here without.
Here he goes.
Me.
You know, he always gets so defensive about this.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very disrespectful to our time, Jason.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Your friend's time.
You know what?
Your co-worker's time.
Whether there's traffic or not, guess who's showing up at 2:08 next Friday? This guy.
Boy, that is on brand.
100%.
God, you
I might make it 2:09.
Obnoxious. Oh! Whoa. I thought there was breaking news.
There wasn't.
No.
No.
So we told you yesterday that the City Hall of Portland has passed down in Salem. They gave it was the City Hall. It was City Hall, not Salem. City Hall.
Okay.
They said $6 million. It's a spending package, and we're going to spend it on quelling gun violence, we've had a lot of shooting.
Which seems to make sense because the shooting problem is up like a gajillion percent.
Part of their plan, not all, but part of their plan.
Whoa.
Rusty got a new wig.
Wow. Holy hell.
Dude, that guy's so great.
What is with that toupee?
And awful.
He got it the same place Mike Ilitch gets his. Well, I guess he's dead now. Maybe he just got Mike Ilitch's old dead wig.
So part of the plan is they want to deploy park rangers as eyes on the ground to somehow discourage gun violence. I don't know how they get from point A to point B there.
I'm convinced they're going to have like a rape whistle and then they're going to blow it. And then someone with a gun, namely, well, hopefully a cop, will then show up.
Well, there is a park rangers union.
Who knew that?
I didn't know that either. But there is. And they are saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute.
Huh?
They want armor. So now we're going to have park rangers in medieval armor.
You know know what? I would
on the streets.
I would sign up for like
looking out of those little slits in the helmets.
That would be fantastic.
Try shooting that guy.
That would be.
All of a sudden, we have a lot of bow and arrow violence instead of gun violence.
So I get that they want some Kevlar, but allow me to quote Dumb and Dumber. Hey, Lloyd, what if they shot you in the face? You know, like,
well, that's where the medieval helmet comes in.
Yeah, I suppose. I think maybe the medieval might be a better idea than just the Kevlar body armor.
Are they going to hold lances?
I want them to. I want them to be on horses.
I want them to have one of those mace, you know, like the little ball and chain spike things.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Of course you do.
Riding around on a...
Suke loves his ball and chain.
Wait, they can't have the horsies. It's cut from the department. There's no more police horses.
Well, these aren't police.
Yeah, they're park ranger
horses.
They're
park rangers, dude.
They're the park
rangers. Different monies.
Do the park rangers still have
horses?
Maybe
they can ride deer.
Yeah.
What?
Well, they're park rangers. What are in parks? Deer.
That'd be kind of cool.
The hiring of more park rangers is an idea championed by Commissioner Carmen Rubio.
Maybe they can have wolf.
I got a question here real partners. Quick.
And it is intended to augment those officers by making parks feel safer for families.
Hey, question here. Carmen.
Yes.
Go ahead, please. So we want to, so the parks are we're getting shot in the parks. So that's not good. So that's the problem. Okay.
Okay.
To solve this problem, you want to hire more park rangers to make the park safer. Why couldn't we hire, wait for this, more cops? And then you'd have a cop in the park. Because I don't know about you, but
they don't like the cops.
But if I'm in a park that has a lot of shootings, you know what would make me feel safer? A cop in the park.
Maybe they don't have enough cops to do it.
They don't have enough people to be a cop. Which is why they want to hire more rangers.
The fight here is that Wheeler is supposedly compromising with his the people on the city council.
Yeah.
Because they're split over the idea of whether they fund more police, because that's been a thing in the last year.
I understand that.
So in Portland, of course, they cannot. There's no way they could ever fund more police.
No, even though
so they have to do something different.
Even though seemingly what would help the problem with the bang bangs
really,
in the parks,
what they're creating is a new type of police.
Well, and that's what the park rangers are saying. They're like, wait a minute, whoa. We're not police.
No.
We are park rangers. Do you even know what we do?
Although they do have to train the same place that the police train.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, I have a good friend who's a park ranger in California.
No kidding.
And he went to the academy for months and trained.
Well, they are concerned.
As well they should be.
So they do have some knowledge in that realm.
Okay.
They do support.
As someone who's not a criminal, but let me just say this. If I am a criminal with a gun, guess what's not going to stop me? A park ranger.
Yeah, but maybe a wolf will.
And therein lies the problem.
There you go. Now I'm
on
board.
Instead of a K-9 unit, it's a W-9 unit.
If you get some attack wolves.
I don't think that matches, but
whoa,
wolves.
Whoa. How about?
Wolves.
Cougars. Park rangers with trained cougars. Now that.
It's going to be hard to run in high heels, though.
So get this.
That's something. That may be a deterrent. Flash them a little bit.
Here is a conversation that happened at City Hall, okay? This is from the Willamette Week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joanne Hardesty.
Once again, let me just say on the record, she seems like a wonderful individual with lots of great ideas.
Okay, you try being mayor when she's up there, right?
Yeah.
So they got to find, you got to work with these people. You got to come up with solutions.
Yeah.
So Hardesty said to Mayor Ted Wheeler, she asked him, the mayor asked her.
Yeah.
What are park rangers going to do if somebody starts shooting, right? You can't blame it all on Wheeler. He's got to work with these people and they're saying it can't be police. Okay, so what are we going to do? So Wheeler says, what are park rangers going to do if somebody starts shooting? And she said, you know what her response is?
By the way, that's a great question. That would be my first question if I was a park ranger.
What do you guess is her response?
Oh, I can't even begin to fathom. Release the bears? Secret bears underneath the park, and then we just let them go.
She said they're going to call 911.
It's my rape whistle theory. This is what it is. It's park rangers with whistles. And then you blow the whistle and someone with a gun shows up.
Truly incredible.
Wow.
Truly incredible.
Wow.
And so, do I even need to say why that's incredible? I probably don't.
But if you ask
You're
her,
smart people.
Hey, can we hire cops?
Well, some of you.
No. But we will do is blow a whistle, and then the cops that we do have may or may not show up in a timely fashion because we don't have a lot of them.
Well, if I'm a park ranger, I'm looking for a new line of employment.
This is really what our city...
That's
this,
what they
this
did.
Is our leadership?
That's only... Okay, that's part of it. But yeah, it's like straight out of Portlandia. Am I wrong?
I don't even think Port... I think if this was in Portlandia, we'd be like, that's a bit too far. And yet, here we are.
Okay, COVID latest, Oregon next, fan.
This is a Masters Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, running behind, we'll wrap up it in the news here. Hot 5 next. April 9, 2021, Oregon, fourth lowest COVID cases per 100,000 residents in the United States.
Nice.
So that's good.
That is good.
We did have 500 plus more cases today, one new death. So it is going back up, which is why Multnomah County and Clackamas had to go back into the higher risk levels. But
I will say I am officially invincible now.
Yeah, you got your second shot today.
Well, technically, you got to wait 2 weeks, right?
No, I'm invincible right now.
Oh, he feels it.
That's right.
How do you feel?
Surging through me. I'll tell you later after I go to Sassy's. no, I feel fine.
So you got it today?
I got
your
it
your second shot today?
About 11 o'clock. So as of right now, it actually feels better than I got the first one. The first one, my arm was, the only thing I had in my arm was pretty sore for like 2 days. So far.
And you're a Pfizer fam?
I'm a Pfizer guy. So far, nothing. No arm soreness, no fever, no crappy, no tiredness.
No crapping.
I got nothing right now. So we'll see. You know, they say some people get it within a couple hours. Some people said the day after. I don't know.
Boom.
But as of right now, I'm doing
fine. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
Should drivers be required to use headlights at all times?
I don't understand.
This is a weird one.
Why?
The Oregon Senate voted the bill down.
Okay.
It would have required...
Why did they want us to use...
Safety.
...or headlights at all times?
Dumbest thing. Again, say... I don't know. Okay. I'm just going to gloss right over that story because it's so dumb.
Yeah, and I was going to say, in most modern cars...
I was just
cars,
curious what the details were because that is so strange.
Well, now it's behind a paywall, so...
Oh.
I was trying to...
Well, and if you... Yeah, okay.
I don't pay for Oregon Live, so.
Well, if you've got like an 84 car, like I get it, like a Toyota Tercel, you're turning on, but like most.
Or should you?
What year is your Murano, Mike?
2011.
Hey, Mike.
It's got automatic headlights,
it
right?
It does.
Yeah, when
I pulled into the parking lot today,
yeah.
Mike's Murano's sparkling.
Oh, we just got it clean.
The car wash.
Yeah. Hashtag
it
Murano Life.
It looks great.
Boom.
I almost did a hashtag Murano Life.
You should have.
I thought of it.
My kid's car is a 2001 or two. It's got, I just feel like if you've got a car in the last 20, 25 years, it's got automatic headlights.
All right. Well, anyway, I think that's it. That's in the news, April 9, 2021. Sook's vaccinated. Mike and I will be vaccinated fully on Monday.
Correct.
So your favorite radio show is about to get crunk.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do? We're going to stop. We're going to drop. We're going to open
and
up
we're
shop.
We're going to roll.
Oh. We've got to open up shop. Then we roll. Oh, yes.
That's how Rough Riders roll.
Rest in peace.
Okay. In the news is over. Hot 5 at 5 is next. Round 2 of the Masters. A full recap. Huge recruiting news for Oregon State and who Major League Baseball is now investigating. Next on The Fam.